Blog Talk Radio.
All right, everybody. Hey, welcome to Let's Talk on Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Mr. Talk in the House. How y'all doing out there this wonderful Monday afternoon? Hope everybody's had a great weekend. And last week was also wonderful for you. Oh, we got a good show for you today, man. I mean, we have a lot kicking off. We have, actually, a lot has already kicked off. Starting from last week. When Joe Biden announced his running mate, Vice President on the Democratic ticket. And of course, all that will be official by the end of Wednesday night when Joe Biden is expected to accept the Democratic nomination for President of the United States. It's going to get deep. And we're going to talk a little bit about that today. And we're going to specifically take a look at his running mate, Senator Kamala Harris, whatever y'all want to call her, Harris. Yeah, we're going to talk a little bit about her today as well. And of course, we're going to talk a little bit about all this propaganda coming from both sides of the political spectrum. You know, there's a lot of videos out there on social media, and you know, it seems like they're only giving one side of the story, which I guess can be expected because that's the way we are wired, I guess. That's the way humans are wired, right? We're going to put our spin on everything, and we're going to leave it right there. Well, I got some questions about that, and we're going to talk a little bit about that today as well. Okay? But before we go any further, let me tell you how you can be a part of the show, because as always, the show is called Let's Talk, and I want to hear what you have to say on some of the things that we're talking about. Or what's on your mind in particular, if you know you have something specific you want to bring to the table. The easiest way is just to call in at 347-838-8622. Once again, that's 347-838-8622. You can also email me at ericletstalk@gmail.com. Chat room is open at www.blogtalkradio.com/Mr. Talk. Yeah. Anything y'all want to hit me up on Instagram, you know, you can find me on Instagram at EricJackson201. Okay, so those are all the ways you can talk to me, be a part of the show, and I look forward to hearing from each and every one of you. Okay? As always, we have some music for you today. And we can kind of got both sides of the spectrum. We got a little rap for you and a little country for you and a little this and a little that. Of course, you know me, I like music. It doesn't really matter. If it sounds good, I like it. Yeah, because that's what I do. That is what I do. So, without further ado, man, let me go on and bring you this music so we can get on with the show because, hey, I got to get it in today. All right, so without further ado, here's Eli King and X's and O's.
Get out.
Are you serious?
Thank you. sick and tired of being criticized. I'm sick and tired of barely getting by. I'm sick and tired of not living right. I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired. I'm sick and tired of being pushed aside. I'm sick and tired of calling folks for rides. I'm sick and tired of this skinny life.
What is life? What is making it? If a piece is there, right? They tell me if you're rich, you only got to worry about bullshit. The house, the car notes, child support, and kid people. Kick those, more money, more problems. That's how.
Man, I'm sick and tired of running and ducking. Quit running then, especially when I ain't did nothing.
Do something then.
Out here in these cold streets, hustling. Home trying to make this dough before the police bust it in.
Whoa.
And then it's what it could have been, should have been. Find yourself outside looking in, giving up, feeling stuck. Mad at the world because you down and they getting up. Mad at yourself because you know you're
tired of
giving up.
A bum and ride, on top of that, my 9 to 5.
Yeah.
Sucks for a couple bucks and change. Now, what's the reason why my luck don't amount to fuck? No matter how hard I try, I'm stuck in a 22. Now catch me when I'm sick and tired.
I'm sick and tired of being criticized.
Yeah.
So I'm sick and tired of barely getting by. I'm sick and tired of not living right.
Yeah.
I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired.
Yes, all right.
Sick and tired of being pushed aside.
Said I'm so
sick and tired of calling folks for rides. Sick and tired of this skinny life.
Sick
and tired of being sick.
I'm getting tired of mama breaking her neck for the paycheck. They making her sweat. It seems like every day she's stressed.
I've had it up in here with pussy footers acting like we owe you something.
Let's see you know who,
like I'm supposed to owe you something.
I'm getting tired of daddy punching the clock and scarring his knuckles. He tired of the hustle. He feeling pain deep in his muscles.
Seems like the media portrays against being real. Like we shouldn't enjoy shrimp and occasional trail.
While my baby brother's strapping with his baby mother. Deep down I know he love her, but he should've worn a rubber.
I'm sick and tired of players dying to do his bodily harm. Like them country boys, they have to rain fire and all.
And my little sister thinks you grown, wanna make it on her own. I ain't bring you in this world, but you still my baby girl.
I'm fed up when I feel like this. My niggas, keep your heads up. We pray to nil.
I'm sick and tired of being criticized. I'm sick and tired of barely getting by.
I'm sick and tired of
barely getting by. Sick and tired of being sick and tired.
It's alright.
Sick and tired of being pushed aside.
Pushed aside.
Sick and tired of calling folks for rides.
Calling folks for rides.
Sick and tired of this penny life. Sick and tired of being sick and tired.
Real, remember God, don't change, sign this, don't forget where you come from, you got some money, give me some, you different, fuck you, man, I got your first date, you always gonna be veto to me,
know what you mean, y'all, tired of people who complain, always about the same thing, first you learn to maintain, after that create change. See, we getting up and getting out, playing with you, joking and you kidding about.
Well, they say I ain't living right all day and night. I struggle, hustle just to pay the dues. Now I gotta keep the lights on and ain't got no time for laying snooze. Damn, man, who made these rules? Well, think about the William Hughes. I'm sick and tired, but I can't stop no matter if they say it's
blue. And my wife is curious about how much she could get me on, but life is shivering. But still was bumming, no problem. That's when life was purest. More money, more problem. That's right, notorious.
And I'm sick and tired of being criticized.
Said I'm
sick and tired of barely getting by.
Sick
and tired of not living right. Sick and tired of being sick and tired.
Sick
and tired of being pushed aside. I'm sick and tired of calling folks for rides. I'm sick and tired of this penny life.
Got that Bluetooth on, t-shirt saying, go Sooners.
Then the girl from the small town took off the old town, put on a little Hank Jr.
Thank God.
Hell right. She got all the rowdy friends coming over tonight. Hell right.
Somebody pulled a hillbilly slip. Now there's fog on the window. She never would have kissed him if he didn't play a lick like this. Hell right. Hell right.
Hell right. Hell right. Everybody's slowing down on a Friday night somewhere in America. There's a bottle to burn and a fire to light. And you ain't done nothing.
And Hell Right. Oh, yeah. Then you had little Nancy Root, Sick and Tired. And of course, LA King and X's and O's. Oh, yes. Great music, great music, great music. All right. So, hey, y'all got an extra song today because, yeah, I had to check out this so called news conference, well, this conference that President Trump is doing right now. And, it's interesting some of the things he's saying right now, man. I tell you, saying stuff like we supplied massive amounts of equipment to governors. Yeah, that's after you asked them to kiss your butt and berated some of them and what have you. And then to top it off, hey, Homeland Security was out there snatching equipment headed for the state. But see, they're not going to tell you all of that because they don't want you to know. Yeah. Then he said, our country will never come back if we lose the election. That's the president said, President Trump. Like, he's that important. Yeah, okay. Anyway, welcome back to Let's Talk on Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Mr. Talk. And yeah, baby, as you can see, we got a lot going on. And we're going to get to a whole lot of it today. Yeah. It's amazing that he's doing this quote-unquote rally right now today. And y'all know why? Because the Democratic National Convention starts tonight. That's what I said. It starts tonight, y'all, at 9 o'clock. So, yeah, he's got to get his base riled up. I don't know why, because the Republican National Convention starts next week. But he's getting a head start. You know what I mean? So... Anyway, it's a whole lot going on right now. And, yeah. And, you know, this administration is taking a lot of heat for their stance on the post office right now. How y'all feel about that, huh? How y'all feel about that? And of course, this administration right now trying to backtrack. And, on the way they're treating the post office as far as allocating some cash, some money to the post office. And it's no real secret that the post office has been losing a lot of money over the last few years. Well, more than last few years, they've been bleeding money. But to threaten to hold back funds to keep the post office running. Now, what is the importance of the post office, y'all? Let's really talk about this. You know, we call it snail mail now because, you know, you have emails and all that. But a lot of senior citizens, a lot of veterans get important documents and medication through snail mail, regular post office. And, you know, if you're withholding it, and if you haven't noticed, some of your mail is taking longer now to get to you than it did before. And that's because of some of the cutbacks that have already been put in place by this new Postmaster General that has been appointed. Yeah. And yes, he is a Trump loyalist. So that should explain a lot to you. So it's a whole lot going on with this post office thing. And, you know, it's crazy because they talk about how long or the problem they're going to have with mail-in ballots. If everybody decided to mail in their ballots, you know, how long it'll take, the post office going to have problems. And as the president likes to say, you know, the fraud and the cheating that's going to go on. But here's the interesting part of this whole thing, y'all. Even though he gets up here and says things like that, him and his wife has requested mail-in ballots out of for the state of Florida. Duh. So if you feel that way, why are you requesting a mail-in ballot yourself then? You know, get on the plane, go to golfing that weekend or whatever, and go on and cast your vote in person like you want everybody else to do. See, these are the things that people, we keep falling for. It's do as I say, not as I do type of thing. You know, and are we aware that our politicians are good at that? They tell us all these great things, and well, we fall for it. We really do. Look, I mean, we fall hook, line, and sinker, and that's one of the things that really is perplexing. I should say that's a good regular word right there, perplexing. but that's the way it is right now. That's the way it is, you know, and you know, it's crazy because the more you look into things, the more you look into the propaganda or some of the statements and stuff that's being put out there, you realize it's nothing but propaganda. That's all it is. They're telling you one thing, but they're doing something else. They just want you to believe what's going to happen. And in reality, it's not. It's not. You know, this administration and the Republicans, period, have been trying to get rid of the Affordable Care Act, a.k.a. Obamacare, since, you know, President Trump been in office. And every now and then you hear the president say, well, we're going to we're going to release a great health care legislation here real soon. Well, we're a couple of months away from the 2020 election, and we still haven't heard anything regarding a health care plan from that party, the Republican Party. What are they waiting on? What are they waiting on? See, it's more just to get you riled up and get you thinking and hoping. I mean, it's, and then you got the Democrats. They're just as bad. It's a constant battle going on between these two so-called main political parties. We're not getting anything done, but they tell us anything we want to hear. Especially now, because as I've been saying for basically this whole year, it's an election year. Of course they're going to tell you. They're going to throw you a crumb here and there just to get you to go to the polls and vote for them. Now, this is for those that are going to vote. Because we know there are some people out there that, regardless of what happens, whatever, they're not going to vote. They are not going to vote. They could care less. And let's be honest. This election right here is basically shaping up similar to the 2016 election, to where a lot of people don't want either candidate, okay? They don't want either candidate. But somebody has to be elected. Now, on one hand, do you want to continue with the legislations and the way this administration, the Trump administration, has been taking the country? Or are you ready for something different, which I don't know how you would classify different at this time? But, you know, do you want somebody else in there and see what they can do? You know, in the words of President Trump, what do you have to lose? Either way, I mean, you think about it. So, I mean, that's where we are. And that's some of the propaganda that we deal with, we're dealing with right now. We are. And it's interesting. It really is. Because as a citizen, you know, you just can't continue to fall for the okey-doke. You can't. You know, I was writing some notes down earlier this week, well, last week, and I came up with something that was very interesting. And I thought about it. I said, you know what this country need? You know, for you tech individuals out there, you computer geeks or what have you, this country needs a new operating system. Think about it. Microsoft, Apple, all of them always coming up with different new updated operating systems, you know, to make their products better, to supposedly help you, you know, navigate the internet and whatever, gaming and what have you, better. But if you take and put that terminology and apply it to our government, our country, excuse me, we are running a very outdated operating system. And we need a new operating system. We really do. Changing a president, is that going to give us a new operating system? No, we've tried that. We've done that. And it's the same thing over and over again. You put a new person in the White House, and you get the same results, basically. So how do we get a new operating system? How do we upgrade, you know, make it more streamlined, bring brighter new ideas into the fold? How do we do that? Well, you got to change the people in Congress. I'm just going to put it out there. You have to change the people in Congress. If you've really been paying attention to what's really been happening and going on, presidents have changed, but you have those in Congress that haven't. And the new blood that do come in Congress, if you notice, anytime they come up with any new ideas or any new approach to anything, it's shut down by the old guard. It is. It's shut down by the old guard. And, of course, once they begin to shut it down, you hear propaganda coming out. You know, you hear the propaganda coming out. Yeah, they got this wrong. They start throwing the labels on them. They progressive. They're far, far left or they're far, far right. Really? Instead of sitting down and listening, maybe saying, okay, we can adopt some of these new ideas, it's shut down from the beginning. We're not doing it because it goes against the status quo. Yeah. We need a new operating system. We need an upgrade. We need to streamline our country now. We need to do something, because this old operating system is no longer valid. It's no longer operating at a streamlined percentage. It's not. Oh, wow. And that's where we are, man. That's where we are. But nobody is mentioning any of that. Nobody is even saying anything about it. Because that's not what they want. Because in order to do install a new operating system, somebody's money gonna run out. And I'm not talking about I'm talking about on the side, their little side hustles. That we like to call it, the side hustles. Yeah, the side hustles gonna run out. The side hustle's gonna run out. Which is gonna lead us back to what? The old operating system that we're dealing with. Yeah. That's we need a new operating system. That's what we need. But you have to have somebody willing to say, yes, the system that we're now running is no longer effective. It's not. And see, when you start talking computers and stuff, then, you know, you got the big operating system, then you have the sub operating systems and the little folders and what have you. Yeah, we need to redo all that. We really do. Really need to redo it all. Hell, 2 months away from the election, and now everything is getting ramped up. Everybody's getting ramped up now. You know, the president, if you turn to Fox News right now, he's doing his little thing, his little rally with the Air Force One in the background, you know. And, of course, he's saying the same stuff he always says, you know, which is interesting in itself. You're 2 months away from an election, but yet you have yet to say, what do you have planned for the next 4 years if you are elected? Now, do you have anything planned? Only thing you're talking about is what you supposedly done the last 3.5 years, which are really debatable. I mean, let's be honest. If you go back and look at the stats and what have you, you know, a lot of the claims are debatable, depending on what side of the aisle you're on. Now, if you're a free thinker, you may say, okay, yeah, this was done well. But no, you really screwed that up. They screwed that up. Okay, now, if you're totally against, you say, yeah, everything was screwed up. If you completely for, you say, oh, what a great job. Best ever. And that's what we have right now. That's what we have. And once the propaganda starts coming out, once again, everybody starts running. Everybody starts falling in. And everybody's little opinion starts coming out. And everybody is on their side and what they believe. But nobody is taking time to find out what the real truth of it, the whole situation is. Yeah. Nobody is trying to find out what the real truth is. And you know, that is the funniest thing, because most people who follow politics, they won't give you actual fact, or they won't give you something that is really supportive of what they're talking about. they'll continue to repeat the talking points that they have heard, because that's as far as most people want to go. You know, you read the headline, and that's all you know, because that's all you read. That's all you read. You never read the story. You never tried to get the backstory to that story. You just read that one headline, and you're good to go. Well, I'm here to tell you, that's an old operating system, people. We need a new operating system. That we do. A new operating system for this country. And electing one person is not going to do it. It's not going to happen. You know, it's interesting because you have some quote-unquote black celebrities, whether, you know, they're in Hollywood or social media superstars or whatever you want to call them, you know, that's, well, I'm not voting for any one of those individuals. You know, Nick Cannon came out. Let's be honest. Kanye West can do anything. He can control his personalities right now. And I know it's hard to say. You know, I say he has an issue, but it's the truth. Yeah, and honestly speaking, it's like who you have in office right now. Can't control your personalities. So from day to day, you never know who you're going to get. And then you have Dr. Boyce Watkins, you know, and don't get me wrong, Boyce has some good things. You know, he has done some good things in the community. But he's saying, well, I'm not going to vote for any one of them either. And Dr. Claude Anderson and I forgot this other lady name. What's this lady name? Vicki Dillard. Now, yeah. I know a lot of you know who Dr. Claude Anderson is. He's written many books regarding the African-American community as far as what we should be doing and how the system is geared toward African-American. I mean, Dr. Claude Anderson, he's on point with a lot of stuff. Now, Vicki Dillard, I have no idea who she is. I really don't. And honestly, at this point, I really don't care. Now, with all that being said, you know, let's get to this propaganda and all this crazy out on out on social media, you know, because at any given time, there's always some article or some meme that's put out there, you know, depending on what your beliefs is, the political beliefs is. And it's funny because, once again, nobody takes time to find out whether they're true or not. You know, I just got one, and it's funny. It says, I have the right to my opinions, and this is how I see it. I am sick and tired of being told what I am allowed to say, feel, or think. So here you go. Joe Biden isn't winning just like Hillary wasn't winning. Bubba Wallace was not a victim. Black lives do matter along with everyone else's. All cops definitely are not bad, nor are they all racist. Trump is the president and doing a great job. Blame your governors for state problems. Rioters and looters have nothing to do with George Floyd and should be prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law. Police lives matter. Kid lives matter. Colin Kaepernick is not a hero and never will be. CNN is not news, nor is MSNBC. Elizabeth Warren is not American Indian, nor is she black. Which Facebook only censors conservatives, not liberals, progressives, radicals, antichrist, terrorists, and pedophiles. All lives do matter, red, yellow, black, brown, and white. COVID-19 is real. I get it, be safe, but it is being used to gauge just how much of our freedom they can take away blindly and willingly, hence the term hoax. Fear is fueled by the media. This is fact. Epstein did not kill himself. NASCAR, NFL, and the MLB did kill themselves. Most people are not racist. Yeah, and it goes on and on. It's like 24 of them. It's like 24 sayings. And now, as I said before, depending on what you... Now, see the statement itself, I have the right to my opinions, and this is how I see it. I'm sick of time. I agree with that. I have no problem saying I agree with that. And most people should. I would hope all, but I'm going to say most. You know. But see, when they go Black Lives Do Matter along with everyone else's. See, that's where it starts to come off the rails. That's where the train comes off the track a little bit. That is where the train comes off the track a little bit. And once again, our society is taught to see things in black and white. That's it. Black and white. Okay? Straightforward, left or right. That's it. If you believe in one thing, that's what you're going to believe in. Okay. In the case of Black Lives Matter, yes, let's be honest. In a perfect world, even in this world, I can't say the perfect world, but yes, all lives matter. But once you go back and look at the history of this country, have never really mattered. Yes, I said it. And the problem is a lot of individuals are not paying attention to the history of this country. Yeah, you know, I have never said anything wrong. I have never done da-da-da-da-da-da. Okay, but look at the history of this country. You know, I'm white. I don't have a privileged life. I go to work every day, so forth and so on. Yeah. Well, good for you. I'm happy for you. I'm happy for you. You're one of the ones that don't have to, that can truly say you don't use that to your advantage. But in the same, you don't know what goes on behind closed doors when you show up for a job and a person of color show up for a job. You're both qualified. You're both, you know, you have associates. The person of color has a master's in the same field, but you get hired over that person. Now, was that your fault? No. But did you get hired because of the color of your skin? Probably. So that is your privilege. Now, even though unknowingly that is what happened, you know, unknowingly that is what happened to you. You didn't know it, but the person hired you knew it. Now, two people get stopped by law enforcement in the car, one black, one white, but the black person has to get out, show ID, gets frisked, and the white person can sit in the car and just present ID, and they walk back, check, and come back, but the black person got to get out of the car and be checked. I've seen this done. But the white person is the one smoking the weed. I'm not calling no names. I'm just saying I've seen it done. So, once again, just to say, you know, you have to understand the situation. You have to understand the history of where this saying is coming from. Most people are just paying attention to today. Yes, a lot of the younger generation today, a lot of society today, yes, their train of thought has changed for the most part. That's not to say there aren't pockets out there that still feel the same way as they did in the 50s, 60s, and 70s. All right, those individuals are still around. However, you have to understand the history. But in order to understand the history, you have to do your research. You have to read. You have to dig. You know, there's a video going around on social media right now about what's going on in Seattle. And it says, and if y'all notice, anytime there's a protest going on right now or anything, looting or anything like that, it's Black Lives Matter or it's Antifa. Those are the only two groups that can get out there and protest right now. Okay, that can cause damage or what have you. Now, I'm not advocating condoning the rioting and looting. Okay, I'm not. Because I think that's the dumbest thing you could be doing right now. I really do. But we'll get back to that in a minute. But there's a thing going on in Seattle where there's a lot of protesting going on. And apparently some protesters went through a neighborhood in Seattle, you know, and it was crazy. They were yelling, they were demanding that whites give up their homes to Black families, you know, give up your house, give Black people back their homes. What are you going to do about it? Open up your wallet. And some other things. Let me find the article here. But my point is this. Basically what those folks were saying, yeah, this neighborhood used to be a predominantly black neighborhood, okay? That's what it was, a predominant black. But now it's no longer. And they're saying, well, you know, give us our neighborhood. Give it back. You know, they ran us out. And now you living up here comfortably. Now, that's basically what they were saying. You know, it's amazing. You can never find your information when you're looking for it. But that is what they were marching and saying. And, of course, you know, there's those that got upset. Look at them. See, they're savages. They're just... And I'm looking at it. And I'm just as appalled as everybody else because I'm like, how in the heck can you go through a neighborhood and say all this? Okay, here it is. You know, one activist said, give up your house. Give Black people back their homes. You're sitting there comfortably. Comfortable as F-U-C-A, as you didn't help gentrify this neighborhood. Another person yelled, I used to live in this neighborhood, and my family was pushed out, and you're sitting up there having a good time with your other white friends. One protester chimed in, claiming that all the residents of the neighborhood work for Amazon, which is headquartered in Seattle. You work for Amazon, don't you? Well, guess what? The guy you work for is part of the effing problem, too. Now, this is some of the stuff that was being said during this protest. Okay. Some other stuff. So don't act like you're oblivious to this SHIT. You've known about it all along and you're okay with it, but we're not. So what do you plan to do about it? Okay. Another activist called out to the residents that they had kicked out Black people from the neighborhood cause of get the F out, give us our it back. And reparations came from the crowd. Now, that is some of the stuff. Let's see, is there anything else? No, that is some of the stuff that was, you know. And, of course, with it being on social media, everybody's putting their little 2 cents in and so forth and so on. And, of course, once again, me being who I am, I had to sit back and think about it for a moment. I really did. you know, my first action was, yeah, to condemn them too. I mean, why are they going through these people's neighborhood doing that? Then I had to sit back and I thought about it, because even though they've given all the information of what the quote unquote protesters have said, what the protesters have done, did anyone bother to fact check and see if this neighborhood was actually predominantly black at one time? Did anybody bother to check and see? You know, they're being condemned for one thing, but yet nobody is checking to see if any of their complaints are valid. And once again, that is our country. Nobody checks to see if anything is valid. They just go by what they see on YouTube, on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, whatever. Nobody stops to check. And that is what I'm always talking about. Nobody wants to check anything. And then if somebody does check, if you don't agree with it, you shoot it down. No, what you should do if you don't agree with it, go and check for your freaking self. How hard is that? You can check and see when the Housewives of Atlanta coming on, when swamp people coming on, or whatever, but you can't go back and check stuff to make sure you're being given the right information? But you know why? Because you don't want to really know. You don't really want to know. Because when truth is be told, it's not in your bubble. It doesn't affect your bubble. It doesn't affect your bubble. Your little personal bubble that you're living in. And a lot of people would tell you that. I just don't care. As long as it don't bother me and my people, I'm good. Well, if that's the case, then stop putting that kind of stuff out there. It would be a whole lot better. It would. It would. This place we call Earth, heaven, I mean, not heaven, but Earth, America, it'd be a lot better place if that actually happened. But we're so conditioned and used to throwing propaganda out there and throwing our little 2 cents in without really verifying anything, we're good. We're happy with that. You know, and I'm not telling you something I know, because I've done a couple of experiments with just that. I put something out there on social media. Now, the topic, the headline will say one thing, but if you read the whole article, it tells you something totally different. And not 2 seconds as I put something out there, somebody's commenting or putting a little symbol behind it, smiley, check mark, whatever. And that goes to show nobody is reading anything. Nobody's really paying attention. Unless it's being put out there by the news media or the social media experts, which are no more experts than you and I. And there lies our problem, people. There lies our problem. So as we go forward in this election, I plead with you to dig. You know, look up stuff, verify stuff, because everything that you put that you see out there is not true. Don't depend on these social media sites to verify or fact check for you. Go and do it yourself. It's easy. Just go to your whatever site you use. In the bar, type in whatever information you want to look up, and it'll come up. You have there's a whole bunch of articles to look for, to look over. It's not just one article. Don't just look at one article. You know, don't just look at something. Go back a couple of years if you're giving something in and see what the backstory is. There's always a backstory. And we know in politics, the backstory is money. We do. But once again, are you willing to make that leap? Are you willing to click on that mouse and find the information that is really out there, not just what's being thrown at you in the headlines or the social media people? That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying. It's not difficult. Heck, it's really not time consuming. I mean, if you consider a lot of the time many of you spend on online anyway, on the internet, it's not that hard. But the question is, are you willing to do it? Yeah. Are you willing to do it? Because a lot of you aren't. A lot of you aren't willing to do it. You know, once you really stop and think about it, it's easy. And that's where we are right now, man. That's where we are. That's where we are. Do your research. I know I've said this before. I mean, this is not anything new I'm telling you right now, because I've said this before. And I'm going to continue to say it, because it's fact. We fall for propaganda easy. We want to talk about other countries or what have you, but we're just as gullible as the other countries with our government. Just like they are with theirs, we are with ours. But we're too arrogant to admit it. That's why we get abused the way we do. Now, let me reiterate. I don't care who the heck you vote for. I really don't. Especially not in the presidential thing. I don't. Now, does that mean I'm going to give whoever gets elected an easy ride? No, that's not going to happen either. But anybody who have listened to my show, this show, on a regular basis already know I push for replacing those people in Congress. Because as you can see, Congress are the ones that was running stuff. Congress, the Republican Party, the Senate, the Republicans, they're the reason Trump has been able to do what he has been able to do. Yeah, let's be honest. As hard it is for a lot of y'all, to some of you that are Republicans, want to admit, you have to admit it. They were lap boys. Little girls. Because no one wanted to stand up and say anything against him. That's why we're where we are now. Don't you think you should replace them? Even on the Democratic side, the same thing. So, their strategy hasn't been the greatest either. You need to replace some of them as well. Let's get some new people in there, period. There's a lot of them out there running. Y'all don't want to hear it, though. Woo! Y'all don't want to hear it. All right, we're going to take a short break. I got a song to play here. Not what I was going to play earlier, but yeah. You know. And we're going to come back and we're going to talk about Kamala Harris. Yeah, new mayor of Joe Biden in the National Convention. So, see y'all in about 3 to 4 minutes. See ya.
Girl, you Gonna make a change for once in my life. Gonna feel real good. Gonna make a difference. Gonna make it right. As I turn up the collar on my favorite window.